you so much. I appreciate it. So you're a physical therapist?
I'm a physical therapist assistant.
Okay, cool. And well, I mean, you've got a lot of credentials. I saw that you're a bikini competitor, you're a physical mm-hmm. therapist, you're I don't know, certified badass, whatever you want to add to it. So that's
yeah, I'm a certified personal trainer. Okay. I'm also a certified nutrition coach.
I'm not going to be able to fit all this on the thumbnail. It's okay. That's okay. It's too much. No, it's all right. No, but like what I'm curious about your experiences in bikini competition. Is that something you try, like all of your techniques and your experience with that, is that something you try to bridge over into your personal training and everything? How do you go about doing that? Because that's a big one.
In some ways, but in other ways, not really, because
interesting.
I mostly coach lifestyle clients. I don't coach bikini competitors. So it's different. Like it's not as extreme, but like the workouts, you know, I mean, if you want to like get toned or build muscle, I mean, the workouts are the same. Like, you know, there's no fancy workouts. A lot of these people will come out and they try to just make the most unique looking exercises just to get people's attention, but that doesn't do anything. You know, like you really, I mean, as being a therapist too, I've been a physical therapist for 6 years now, a little over 6 years. And sure. It's like, I'm very, very particular on form. Like you can do the same basic exercises and build muscle. You got to have the right form and you just got to progressively overload. Like, mm-hmm. you know, just increase your weight. Like you don't mm-hmm. need to do all these fancy things.
Of course. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same workouts ultimately. Like I'll give my clients some of the same workouts I've done before while I'm getting ready for a competition.
Sure. Is that
the diet? The diet's totally different.
Yeah. And I find it, you know, your expertise is a lot different simply because, you know, you've got all that knowledge about form and everything and, you know, all that's contributing to it. Is there, like, do you give the workouts you did when you're prepping for these shows, do you give them to, like, older people? Are they basically something anybody can do? Or is it, like, for the few people who can really do it? Like, are they, you got to really be careful about it?
Not necessarily. It just depends on how much weight you're doing, the reps, like the intensity you put in, but
yeah,
like some of the exercises I do, mm-hmm. I do with my patients, you know, like that are recovering from shoulder surgery or, you know, like back surgery, you know, it's just all about the amount of weight you're using, the intensity, how many reps, you know?
So as with anything, it's just scaling the workout. It's just, it's finding the happy medium and, you know, manipulating, like what you said, the reps, the sets, the volume.
Or so, like, you know, resistance bands versus cables mm-hmm. or versus like free weights, you know, so it's that too. But it ultimately, when it comes down to the exercise, it's the same exercise.
See, that's cool though, because a lot nowadays with what we have going on Instagram and social media, they're not going to tell you that it's the same exercise, but a different way. They're just going to throw you into this like random exercise, like something that doesn't really make sense or it doesn't have any transferability into like real life. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, so people probably aren't going to tell you to do squats but do them this way so they feel better. You know, they might tell you, oh, do, I don't know, go do a hip thruster or something, which nothing wrong with that, but something maybe that you wouldn't initially think of, you know. So
exactly.
Some weird exercise, I don't know. But see, I like that though. That's the cool thing. So you're taking all these very basic exercises, but you're just scaling them to fit into somebody's lifestyle, which I love. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, I guess that's where my therapy background steps in, because everything I have my patients do, mm-hmm. you know, has to pertain to life, you know. How would you use this in real life?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same thing like with my clients, you know, the stuff that they're doing. And, you know, it's like you're aging. As you age, like you want to, you know, improve everything. Like you're not just getting strong to look good. Like you want to be healthy. And that's what I preach to my clients. Like I tell them all the time, I'm like, as soon as I sign them up, I'm like, it's not about always about what you look like. It's about feeling good and being healthy and making this a lifestyle, not just trying to lose a fast 50 pounds and look good in a bathing suit for the summer. It's about making it a lifestyle and being more healthy overall.
And that's, and the beautiful thing about that too, especially for somebody who's like just getting into the personal training world, that's the approach they need to take if they want to like tackle the mental side of it. Cause I'm sure, and it was a thing when I was starting, like I didn't know any better. And you're like, you're telling them, okay, I'm going to make this happen for you. Like we're going to get you to your goal. And I did nothing along the lines of like putting it into perspective, you know, like what you said, talking to them about the lifestyle aspect. Instead, it was more like, you know, I'm the magic man and I can make this happen for you. You know, like I can snap my fingers and you'll be fine. You know, something stupid like that. So.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do. And, yeah. You know, and that's all these fad diets, everything like that's a lot of people are like that. You know, it's like, oh, you can lose weight this, you can drink this and lose weight. You know, that's everything is about losing weight. It's like, just what can you do to lose weight versus what can you do to make yourself healthy? Like I look at it all as a healthy approach and like a lifetime goal, not just let's lose some weight quick. You know, like how is this going to affect you later in life? You know,
exactly. And I think that just bears repeating for everybody. But when you were preparing, when you prepared for like your competitions and everything, do you pass on, I'm sure you did, you know, heavy macro counting and you were probably prepping your meals and everything. Do you pass that on to your clients or do you kind of give them like a simplified version of macros? Like what's kind of the diet you go with?
So, usually? I'm definitely like, I've done both through competitions. I've done meal plan, strict meal plan, then I've done macros, but I always go back to a meal plan. And so with my clients, I give them the option. It's like, I'll teach them about macros or I give them a meal plan, but my meal plan that I give them is not like, it's a lot of options. So like, it'd be like meal one, you can have this, 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 or this, like four different options.
Exactly. Yes.
Instead of, yes. So basically it's almost like they're tracking macros because they're getting to pick and choose, but they don't really know. Like a lot of my clients, I try to teach them about macros and they're like, I don't want to do this. This is too complicated. I don't want to sit here and count my food all day and count things.
They quit just before they even began. Yeah. But,
tell me what to eat.
And
so
I
just give them a lot of options.
Yeah. But that's making me curious because I ran into like people, I don't know. It's like you could give them the options and like, you know, the cafeteria meal plan where they have choices and everything. But do you run into the problem where they want that really specific, like, no, you need to tell me to eat this at this time? Like, do you get that a lot from people?
I have that from some people every now and then, and I'll do it for them.
Yeah.
But I always tell them, you know, you got to think you're going to get burned out. Like, this is what I'll tell my clients. You're not competing. Like, if you're not competing, why do that when you can still achieve your goals while enjoying life? And like all my clients once a week, they get a free meal. And like, even if they say, oh, I didn't drop as much weight as I wanted this week. I'm going to skip my free meal. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to go out and you're going to live life and watch. You're going to lose weight because you're going to be stress-free because you're having fun.
Gosh. Yeah.
And it works
blowing
every
my
time.
Mind. It's true.
It works every time. And they're like, Ashley, I can't believe this. And I'm like, well, you know, it's not just about, there's so many factors, you know, like stress, sleep, you know, there's so many factors that you can't just be so like dead set on your workouts or just your meals. Like you have to think about the whole picture. Are you sleeping? Are you stressed? Are you drinking enough water?
Yes,
like, you know,
yes, that's right.
How are your hormones? You know, how's your health? Like there's so many factors.
I love that. Cause that's lately, you know, with all the interviews and everything and learning from people who've been there, you know, that is the moral of the story. It is to ideally de-stressify, you know, it's so much about creating something for yourself that is sustainable that you can eventually take and you can manipulate it yourself, like something that, you know, that somebody sets before you, but I, you know, eventually you can make it your own and you know how to manipulate it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had several clients like that and I love it. Like, that's you know, amazing. Like I'm not sitting here trying to just hold on to a client forever because I want them to learn. The whole thing is I'm teaching them. Like, I'm not just holding on to you to tell you I know more than you and I know everything and like you can't live life without me telling you what to eat.
Yeah.
No, I want to teach you. So like, once you've got it down, you can be free on your own and really make this your lifestyle and just feel comfortable with just living life and achieving your goals, you know?
Yeah. And that's beautiful because that's helping people. That's trying to tell them that you're not the permanent solution. Like, they are their own solution. And eventually they're going to have to take that and roll with it, you know? So, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, that's amazing. What, out of curiosity too, like when you prep for your shows, and I'm just switching gears a little bit right now, when mm-hmm. somebody wants to get into competing, whether guy, girl, like what do they have to tell themselves in order to set themselves on that path? What's the first step? Cause I did a couple shows myself, but you know, it was weird cause you got to commit to it before you commit to it almost. It's like you really have to understand what it is that you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I mean, I don't know. I would say the first step is like, I would say, you know, do some research maybe and make sure it's what you truly want to do. Because once I don't know about some people, but like to me, once you're in it, you're in. Like, I mean, I don't think I'll compete forever, but this will be like my 3rd year or 3 years I've been doing it. And it's like, I thought I was going to do just one show and be done, just like a bucket list thing. I'm like, oh, this sounds cool. You know,
then you get addicted to it.
After my first show, I was like, okay, let's keep going. But
how many shows have you done?
Five.
That's impressive. That's amazing.
So it's, you know, I've just made it my life, really. And I've always been into fitness and, you know, exercise and stuff. That's always been my life. But now competing is just like, I don't know, it's everything. I mean, I train every day. Like, every day I wake up and I'm focused on like my training, my meals, like my sleep, everything to like just be the best I can be to get better at in the competing world.
I love that. What have you placed? Have you medaled in the shows?
Yeah. So my very first show, I did it in Fort Lauderdale. It was a really big show too. And I had no clue what I was doing really, but I ended up getting 3rd place in open out of 38 girls. And
oh my
I was
God.
Like, whoa, like I didn't even expect to get top 10.
Holy
I was
cow.
Like, when they called my number, I was like double checking. Is this for
You're
real?
Like, oh my like, God, is this me? Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, I got to keep going. And then my second show, I got nationally qualified. I got 2nd place, so I got nationally qualified.
No way.
And then I went on to nationals, and I pretty much learned real quick that you're not always going to be at the top.
Interesting.
I went to nationals. I never should have probably went. I wasn't big enough. Like, okay. I got lean, super lean, but I didn't have enough muscle. And I got 16th place, and it kind of stung at first. I was like, I'm done. I'm never competing again. Like, I've always done good. Like, but you just learn. And this year was really a learning experience for me. I did two shows in November, actually back to back, and I got 6th place, and it kind of really stung a lot because I didn't expect that. And, you know, I wasn't really ready like I needed to be this year. I had a lot of health issues that I was battling. So I really struggled to get ready this year for competition. I really probably shouldn't have competed, but I just pushed. I wanted it so bad. And that's one thing I would tell people. You don't do it just because you want to. And that's something I learned this year. Like, if you're not ready and your coach is telling you you're not ready, then you're not ready. Like, just don't be like in such a hurry to compete. And that was my lesson I learned this year. So now I'm taking a whole year off to just build and just get my health better. But, I got 6th place, and then I went and competed the very next weekend and I got 3rd place.
Well, there you go. Well, okay.
That's something. So I was just really it was a good note to end on, which I needed because I was so bummed. And I ended up stepping out of nationals this year. I didn't do nationals. Like, that was my original plan, and I was nationally qualified, and I didn't do nationals because I knew my body just wasn't ready. So now I'm taking time off to just build and get my health right, and then maybe November I'll go for it again. I'm definitely going to compete again, but I just got to get ready.
And I mean, it's funny that you say that, though, because that is – it's weird in that world, in the bodybuilding world, you can never, I don't know. It's just, you're all over the place. Like, you might do really well a couple shows. And then, you know, if you're not in it for some reason, or your heart's not in it, it's like all of a sudden that just kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, it shows.
It does. And it does. It's weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy too. And like, I knew I wanted to do so good at that show this year when I got sixth place, and I knew it wasn't going to, that day, I knew it wasn't going to happen for me because I messed up my tan. Oh, I was in I had like a bad attitude that day. Usually on show days, I'm so happy and so excited and fired up, and I just was not feeling it. And I was I'm like, okay, this is just, everything was going wrong. So when I went the very next weekend, it just felt right. And it was just amazing. It was the best show I've ever done. Like, it was just such a great day.
Sure.
And it showed, you know, like, so that goes along with like what I tell my clients about stress. Like, if you're stressed, it's going to show. Like, you're not going to make progress if you're stressed out.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. I agree too, because I think it's that lends itself to winning those shows, you know, is if your mindset is good and you go in feeling good, you know, it's, and I'm sure you've heard that a gazillion times. I've heard it before. It really is about, like, you got to go in knowing you're going to win, or thinking you're going to win, you know.
Yeah.
It can't be like, oh, you know, shoot, I didn't do this or whatever, you know? So.
No, you have to have the confidence, and it's hard. I talk to a lot of girls that compete, and that's the hardest part is, the confidence. You know, you really have to have that confidence, and it shows when you don't. And
but you guys, especially just with the women's divisions, like, you guys have so much more to worry about, honestly. It's your prep it's harder. It's, you know, God, there's so many more facets. And I think, you know, it's for the guys, just from what I saw, it's a little bit less. Like, we're, especially for like the men's physique guys, that, you know, we're up there for like 15 seconds and then we're done. Like, we step down and, all right, you're good, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's from what I saw, it's just, you guys have so much more going into it, you know. There's a lot more prep, it's work, and so I can see there being moments where you're just, you know, if something isn't right, then it kind of throws you off, you know. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's amazing. Do you have any clients who, have you trained anybody who's looking to compete, or do you kind of stay away from that for the most part?
I stay away from it for the most part.
Okay.
Just because, like, I like doing lifestyle better.
Yeah.
I would. Now, if I have a client that I've had for a while and they want to compete, you know, I would probably do it, but I also might refer them to someone else because I'm a pretty busy person too, and I don't know if I could put in the time. I mean, I'm prepping myself most of the time, and I'm competing to have all my own training, and then I coach, I'm a therapist.
Yeah.
I also have my own cookie business.
I saw that. I was going to ask you about that because I saw on your Instagram. I was like, what's this link to a cookie thing? Like,
yes. Wow. And that's gotten very busy here recently. So I've just, I never sleep, even though I need sleep. Like, it's crazy. I really got to focus. Actually, I'm like trying to focus on, I stepped down to part time as a therapist right now because I just need time to manage everything properly.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, for sure. My God, that's unbelievable. Do you do, I'll talk about your cookie business just for a second. What got you started into that? Were you just always, you liked baking? You were kind of, that was your thing?
Yeah, well, okay. I've liked baking. My mom's a baker, like, I've liked baking my whole life. And then me and my best friend, actually, it's funny because we, like, are obsessed with cookies, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and we always would eat cookies together and stuff. And then we were like, she's like, well, you like to bake, and we love cookies. Like, why don't we start our own cookie business? So
sounds perfect.
So we actually started it together, but then she moved away, so I kind of took it over, and I've been doing it by myself for almost a year now.
Wow. And business is good for you?
Yeah, right now it's been really good.
I feel like people, I mean, you know, I'm sure COVID may have helped a little bit because people were, you know, all the stores were closed and everything, and you know, everything transitioned to like ordering stuff and all that. So that may, yeah. I don't know, I'm thinking that probably benefited you a little bit.
It did. Yeah. And, you know, I was honestly worried that it would like hurt the business, but it picked up. Like, I think it's like you said, people are like, well, I can't go anywhere. So yeah. I'm just going to order cookies.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. They're depressed, so they're gonna eat their stress and be like, I need cookies. So
yeah exactly.
They're gonna come to you. Well, that's amazing. I love that. That's so cool. And it kind of, it's funny too, because it makes sense why you would implement, you know, cheat meals into your diet plans and everything. Cause that's like, I mean, shoot, that's your business. You're making cheat meals, you know? So yeah, you're
right.
Yeah. So I freaking love that. That's cool. I feel like people would that's probably why people like you as a personal trainer too, because they see that business and like, oh, okay, she's cool. She makes cookies. So
yeah, she's going to give me some cookies.
Yeah, she's going to make me some cookies. I'll get something extra out of this deal. So, well, that's amazing. Do you have to go? I don't want to keep you too long because I know you said you were in the car.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, I want to ask you just some more questions, if that's okay. I usually go into,
yeah,
like,
sure,
at least a half hour or so. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
No, that's perfect. What, I'll ask you this, too. What's your current split right now? Like, are you, I know you said you're taking the year off. Like, what does your off-season split look like? What do you do in the gym?
So, right now, I'm pushing heavy as I can. Like, I'm
okay,
really trying to get my strength back up because, like, you know, being on prep and low calories, mm-hmm, you lose your strength. And like, I, yeah, was at the point, well, I was, like I said, I was really having some issues where I had no strength at all. And I would go in the gym and I could barely even lift like hardly any weight. So now I'm like, I'm getting more food and my strength is coming back. So I'm pushing myself. Like, I'm doing like progressive overload. So I'll,
sure,
start off with like lighter weights, and then just each set I'm pushing heavier and heavier with less reps and just, mm-hmm, really trying to focus. But right now I'm doing glutes and hamstrings 3 times a week, shoulders,
okay,
twice a week, and then back and chest once a week. I train 6 days a week with 1 rest day.
Okay. That's kind of like do you throw the rest day in between your 6 days? Cause that's like a Frank Zane thing. That's that whole, you know, breaking up your 6 days with like 1 rest or something like that. Or do you kind of just tack it on like at the end of the week? Like, you do all 6 days and then you,
yeah,
rest.
I do every Friday is my rest day.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And I think your plan is amazing. Like, just the fact that you're doing, you know, you've got the frequency aspect going down aspect. So it's not like that, the classic bro split, you know, it's not like Monday chest day or like Tuesday back day. You're tackling, are your legs like the weaker part of parts of your body? That's why you're doing them three times during the week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually my legs are probably weaker, but
okay,
most of my hamstrings, like I'm really,
okay,
trying to get my hamstrings better,
mm-hmm,
and really my shoulders too. Like, that's my biggest feedback from the judges is my shoulders need to be bigger.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And but that's tough too. Like, I feel, yeah, as though, I mean, I've had the same problems too. Like, genetically speaking, I feel like if your shoulders aren't really there, it's tough to grow them, you know? And I feel like that's for anybody, any genetic predisposition. But like, I've had the same thing. Like, I just have a wider waist, and you know that your shoulders are a little bit narrower. And so it's tough. It's always tough. Like, I don't know. So I feel like that's probably something you find with your genetics and everything, that it's like, man, this is harder, you know? Like, it's tough to do these things, like build the weaker parts of your body.
It is. It, mm-hmm, is really tough. And yeah, like for me, so like my glutes are much bigger than my like upper body. So,
sure,
it's like, that's why I have to get my shoulders bigger to match my glutes, because it's all about, in bikini division, it's all about balance, you know?
Interesting. So. And it's probably, I can see how that works though, because you have to have like, when you do the glute pose, I guess you have to have the taper with that too. Like, so you have to have the wide shoulders to kind of flare your lats and, right? Hopefully I'm saying that right, because I know, yes. I know what I'm thinking of, but I don't, yeah, I don't know if I'm using the correct terms, but I can see it. Like, you have to have the taper, you have to have the flare a little bit. And so that looks, I get what you're saying. It needs to look proportional altogether.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that's amazing. And I like, it's the whole 6 days a week thing. That's hard to keep up with. Like, that's, I applaud you for that, because I'm doing like four, so so yeah.
I would honestly go nuts if I didn't do six. I've been doing 6 days a week of working out for like 5 years straight now.
Yeah, yeah, but it's for you. It's just that you've created that very, very real lifestyle of like getting ready for shows and you know, preparing yourself for these big goals, and I can see it. You know, you're. Mentally, you're just always in the zone. You know, you have to be there. You have to go. It's your therapy, you know?
It is. It really is. And it's like, if I didn't, like, I actually had sometimes whenever I was super sore and really inflamed, and my coach was like, you need to take a whole weekend or like 3 days. She wanted me to take off. No cardio, no working out, nothing. And I literally... like was going nuts. I'm like, I cannot do this. Like, just please let me go back to the gym. Let me go do my cardio.
It's like you turn into somebody completely different. It's like, why are you making me do this? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Or most people would be like, yay, my coach said I don't have to do this. And I'm like, no, let me go back.
Yeah. Do you think it is truly like beneficial to have a coach if you're somebody who wants to get into shows? Or do you think, you know, when you first go into shows, it's okay to do it yourself? What's your thought on that?
Okay, so your first show, I definitely think you should have a coach, because
interesting. Okay.
It's totally different than just regular training and stuff. But
for sure.
I've honestly thought about coaching myself for a show, just because I know my body probably better than any coach knows my body.
Yeah.
And I'm very like smart. I'm very confident in my knowledge and all the stuff like with dieting and, you know, workouts and all. I'm very like, honestly, up until June, I've always done my own training splits.
Wow.
I've done all my own training through all of my first few competitions.
Yeah.
But then in June, I hired a coach to do some of my training too. And like, I'll talk to her about it. Like, there was one point where I felt like, you know, I wasn't working my shoulders enough. And I'm like, come on, give me some more shoulder workouts. Like, I need to be doing more shoulder stuff, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But I've thought about it before, but I, you know, honestly, I think it's just better to have someone that, you know, can a different set of eyes to look at you to see something you don't see.
Sure.
Or just the accountability, which I hold myself very accountable. But
yeah,
just knowing that I have a check-in with someone that's going to be like looking at my body, looking at what I ate, and like just checking over everything I'm doing, like mm-hmm. that makes me push myself harder.
So it really is. It all harkens back to the accountability aspect.
Yes,
so it's
accountability.
Yeah. And I see that too, especially at your level, you know, where you've done a bunch of shows and you understand the process so well, you know, I'm sure that that's what you need now. You know, you need that accountability partner to push you that extra mile, you know, just so you can keep improving. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Yeah. Go ahead.
And if it's your first show, I think you need a coach. Absolutely, you need mm-hmm. a coach, because it's like competing is way different than just normal, like going to the gym and lifting and losing weight and stuff. Sure. Like it's totally different. And I wouldn't say that I'm smart enough to know everything about it in competing yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And
there's still a lot to learn for me, I feel like. Like even though I have been doing it for 3 years, like there's still a lot to learn.
But it's that humility you have there. It's like you're you know, you're not letting your ego take over. So, and I think that's another risk that people could run into, I guess. And that's, maybe that's why I have the coach too, is it keeps you humble. It keeps you understanding what you might need to know more about yourself, I guess, you know? So.
Yeah. There's like a saying that people say, every coach needs a coach. And I agree with that.
that's beautiful. Yeah. I love that. That's a great thing.
So
yeah,
I just like, I love my coach. I just, like I said, I just hired this coach in June. So we've only been together for a short time, but I love her. She's super intelligent, very smart, and
yeah,
it's been going pretty good. Like, I just feel like we're on the same page, and that's important too, is to have a coach that kind of agrees with the same things you do, and like, you know, you just have to be on the same page.
Yeah, and you guys, and yeah, but that's the cool thing too. I guess you have to build that bond with your coach to some degree. You know, you can't be on two opposite ends and, you know, thinking different things. So
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's amazing. And I tried, you know, it's funny though, cause I did a show without a coach and it's hard. It's so hard. It's so funny. Cause you
that's
feel
crazy.
It.
That's like, I think that's amazing when people do that. Like,
well, but you do come to the realization, like, how much it takes. Like, it's just, it's intense. Like, it's a lot. It's so much. It's like, you become a block of marble that you're just constantly sculpting at, you know, you're just chipping away bits and pieces here and there to like make yourself look appealing, you know? And,
yeah.
And it's unbelievable. It totally reinvents the way you train. And I mean, like you said, that's why you're working out as hard as you do, is because now you have that like bulletproof mindset of how you approach your fitness. And yeah, that's unbelievable. So yeah, what's your favorite exercise to do in the gym out of anything? Your favorite exercise?
It's funny because I feel like it's changed. It okay. used to always, always, always be a dumbbell shoulder press.
Okay.
But now it's wide grip lat pull downs.
I do love some wide grip lat pull. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you there. I do love that. That will never, never get old, truly.
Well, and I've started to see like a lot of changes in my back over this past year.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know, it just excites me. And like every time I get back day,
yeah,
I'm just like so fired up. And right now my main back day is on Sundays. And I'm mm-hmm. like, Sunday fun day, I get to go work back.
Back is fun. Back is really fun. I don't know why, but it is fun. It is fun to do back, especially because...
But I love me some shoulders too. I mean,
yeah,
shoulders used to always be my number one, but lately I'm just digging the back.
You're digging the back. Because you're seeing the progress, and it's like, yeah. Oh man, whatever I'm doing is working, you know? So mm-hmm. yeah, and I do. I like the lat pull downs and everything. That's definitely, that lights up your back big time.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Do you do anything with TRX cables?
Do some. Okay. Not very often, but I actually got certified in this, it's called MX training.
Yeah.
And it's a lot with those cables and stuff.
Yeah, it's lately I've been getting into those, and I kind of, I don't know. I think it's big time. And people, it's funny because you can inform me more about this too, but do you think it's got a lot of it helps people coming out of therapy? Like, it's a great transition into the gym, like put them on TRX and make them do stuff.
Yeah. It's yeah. really good. It's good for elderly people too.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Because it's easy. It's like two cables with handles, and it's like, you could do anything with them, you know? So
yeah. And it's people, I mean, you shouldn't underestimate those things either, because, yeah. you know, people think, oh, what are you going to do with that? But you'd yeah. be surprised what you could truly do with that. I mean, you're using a lot of your own body weight too. And it's
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of pisses me off too, that somebody like, that's all they did. They were like, somebody had the idea, I'm going to make two cables, yeah. and it's going to become the most popular thing ever. And it's, and you yeah, look at it as like, yeah, like it's literally just two well-made cables or with handles, and that's it. And I'm just in the back of my mind is like, why didn't anybody think of that? Like, this guy thought of that and it just worked out. It's funny. I don't know. Such a yeah, simple tool.
We need to invent something like that. So simple that yeah. and make millions.
Exactly. That's boggles my mind. I'm like, it's so simple, but this guy just had the idea to make it, you know, black and yellow and make it cool looking. And all of a sudden it's amazing. And oh my God, people need it, you know? So yeah, that is absolutely funny. What advice would you give to people who kind of don't know anything about fitness, but they want to start into their own like workout routine? Just a piece of advice.
so that they don't know anything about fitness.
If they know nothing about fitness, but they know they have to make a change, like where do you start those people off?
You mean like where would I start them, or where should they start themselves?
Where should they start themselves? Because it's kind of, I think nowadays maybe people don't have money to invest in a trainer. Like what's the step they can take?
I would say like, I do think that, you know, I think that people should hire someone, but they don't have the money, I think, you know, they should go in and like, I mean, do a little research, because the thing is like, you don't want to go in there and injure yourself. Yeah. And I would say the very first thing you should do is go maybe with a friend that works out, that has, maybe go with a friend that has experience and have them show you around before, because I remember the very first time I joined a gym and went into the gym, I was like, just, you know, like lost. And it's like, I don't even know what to do, where to start, where to begin. And that's probably the biggest thing. And that's what turns a lot of people away. And I've heard that from a lot of my clients. They'll say, oh, I was going to join a gym, or I joined a gym and I got in there and felt so intimidated, I left. Mm. So I would say maybe go with a friend or someone that's already going to the gym and have them show you around first and maybe show you a few things, because
I love that.
You don't want to go in there blind.
No, you don't.
Like you need to have a game plan.
Exactly. And it's funny, because I you'd be surprised. I get so many different answers for that question. Like literally, you're the first person to tell me about the gym partner thing. And it's like, it's so obvious. It seems like the way to go, but I've gotten everything from like, you know, approaching different mental aspects of it, different like go on YouTube or something. Like just, it's funny. Like there's so many different ways people can go about it. And definitely, I do definitely think they need to reach out to you. Like, you know your shit. You're awesome. They need to hire you. So yeah. Yeah. So well, I'm not downplaying trainers, because you know what you're talking about. So if anybody needs to hire somebody, I will direct them to you. So yeah.
Well, thank you. But
yeah,
like,
no problem.
But no, I mean, I do feel like you could watch videos, and I would say, I was going to say that at first, but I thought no, because what if you watch a video of someone doing completely wrong form and then you go in there and you're copying that, and then you come out with a back injury. I see so many people that end up having an injury from doing deadlifts because they have no idea what they're doing. They watch a video of someone doing it wrong. And like,
I completely agree.
I really think if you're very first starting out, find a friend that is already in the gym and has been going to the gym, and just go tag along with them.
That's And I can't think of better advice than that. Cause that really is. And then you got your accountability partner, and then you don't you don't even need to do any guesswork really. You know, if you don't know anything, you just tag along with them. You know, they probably know more than you do when you're just starting out. So,
well, not only that, then you go in the gym and you don't feel like lost, intimidated. Yeah. You're not going to be as intimidated if you're in there with a friend, because you're talking to someone. You're not even paying attention to what everyone else is doing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And man, yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly right. And I mean, I guess that's how most people start. But yeah, it's funny. Everybody's got different approaches to how you start into fitness and everything. So yeah, and I was actually just having a conversation with somebody about like deadlifts and how awesome deadlifts are. You know, it's funny. You mentioned that briefly, but it's the, you know, I was amazed at learning how anybody can really do a deadlift. You know, I didn't think about that in the beginning. I was like, oh no, you need like, you know, you need to be super fit. You got to be like muscular and, you know, ready to do a deadlift. But I saw trainers like putting elderly people on a deadlift, like scaling it so that it was easier, but it blew my mind. It was just something I kind of picked out that was like, oh my God, like never would have thought. So
yeah, because you know, deadlifts are intimidating to a lot of people, because
it's true.
Everyone thinks that's like powerlifting, and you know, it's like, but you know, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of deadlifts, because you really have to, I'll be honest, I don't have the best form of deadlifts. I really struggle to have the best form, I'll record myself so I can like see what I'm doing, because I want to make sure, because you can really injure yourself if you don't do it right.
Sure.
So I would say if you're going to start off deadlifting, make sure someone's there to watch your form and to like guide you, because you could really injure your back.
I totally agree. Yeah, no, for sure. And I like the fact that you record yourself. Nobody does that, I don't think. And I know it's, you know, you're a competitor. You're a lot more into the game than most people are. But But that's something that I would suggest to anybody, and never thought about that. Like, just record yourself. That's awesome. Like,
yeah, I do that a lot. And
yeah.
I mean, I do that a lot, and I'll be the first to admit, like, I'll post workout videos on my Instagram sometimes, and I'll even put on, like, the other day, for instance, I posted a video of doing pistol squats, and I have really bad knees from softball.
Yeah.
And I can't go super low, or my knee will literally buckle and I'll fall straight on the floor.
Yeah.
And so I'll use kinesiology tape a lot of times and tape my knees, but pistol squats are still so hard for me. And that is my main focus this year too, is to, like, just nail the form on those and, like, just really train my knees to like build the muscles around my knees to where I can do that without my knee buckling. And, but I'll be the first to say, hey, you know, this is not the most correct form, but, you know, like, I'm not going to sit there and, you know, act like I know what I'm doing if I don't. But I mean, the thing, it's so funny. I am so good at, like, telling everyone else perfect form.
Yeah.
But when you can't see, that's why I record myself, because you can't see exactly what you're doing yourself. And
that's true.
A lot of times I will ask some of my therapist friends, like, hey, can you come watch me do this workout? And, like,
that's
I used
perfect.
To have a therapist that I worked with. She's, like, literally cool as shit. And, like, she works out so hard, and she's just, like, such a great, probably the best therapist I've ever known. She guided me a lot when I first started. And she used to come with me to the gym, and she would just work me so hard and be like, all, like,
I love it.
You know, as a therapist, like, you're touching people because you want to get them in the right spot, the right form.
You,
she'd be
exactly.
like all, she'd be putting me all in the right places. I loved it. I'm like, yes. Like, that's the thing too, is a lot of people have, like, I don't know, too much pride or whatever you want to say, that they
true.
Don't want someone to correct them.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm all about it. If someone walks by me in the gym and they want to correct me, please correct me. You know, like,
wow.
I want to make sure I'm doing the best that I can do. Like, some people, you know, I've had a couple clients I've trained in person, and they get all upset when you try to correct them, but it's, you know, that's my job.
Yeah. And again, it's like, it's that humility factor. It's like, you do, you know, even at your level, you understand that you don't know it all. And it's like, you're still accepting that advice. But that's why, you know, you've been killing it at the shows. You've been doing all this great stuff, is because you've accepted that. And, you know, if more people did that, they'd probably be making more gains. So, yeah.
Right. That's true.